Hello, I'm Casey Hobbs.
And I'm Shane Mason, and we're the hosts of Nurse Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week.
We're proud to welcome candidate for governor in the great state of Minnesota, Erin Murphy.
So, you know, this campaign is one about ambition for our future. And we are talking about the tough issues that we face, whether it is the fact that we have people that are aging all over the state of Minnesota and we're not quite ready or prepared for their care. I want to use the powerful purchasing power of the state of Minnesota to get a better deal on pharmaceuticals for the people of Minnesota in that program in Minnesota Care. And if we're not successful there in negotiating a better deal, then I want to follow the path of Vermont and figure out how we can import our drugs from Canada. There's a man here in the state of Minnesota, a family that I know. They had a son named Alec Smith. Alec was 26 years old. He worked for a living. He aged out of his parents' insurance because he turned 26. He was an insulin-dependent diabetic and couldn't afford his insulin, and so was rationing it, and he lost his life. And he was only 26 years old, and for me, it is a canary in the coal mine moment. The 26-year-old should not lose his life because his drugs are too expensive, especially insulin that has been available for decades.
That's just such a horrendous story.
It is. And it was a cheap drug, but it isn't right now because the drug companies know that they can make a lot of money on it and there's nothing stopping them. And so they are. And that's what's wrong with our system right now.
So you also just rolled out what you're calling a pathway to single payer plan this week. And in a press release, you say every Minnesotan deserves health care they can count on and the freedom that comes from knowing you always have access to the health care you need.
My pathway includes opening up Minnesota Care for anybody and to use a provision that I put into law back in 2010 that will allow us to contract directly with the providers and to move the health plans, the health insurance companies out of the middle of that equation, right? They're using their powerful tools and their networks to deny people care. And I think it's time for us to depart from that and to contract directly with the providers. There are people all over the state, I think, that are very, very interested in Medicare for All, Minnesota Care for All, a single payer system, because they know the system is broken and it's not serving the health needs of the people of Minnesota. And they want to see a systemic change. And I keep telling people I have the head and the heart and the experience. And for me, it isn't a political argument. It is one rooted in my profession and my values. And I think when we build our efforts on our values, on our shared values, that's how we make sustainable change.
Thanks for listening. You can find more information about these topics at nursetalksite.com or nationalnursesunited.org.
This podcast is powered by National Nurses United, the nation's largest union for registered nurses.